Yes, the second debate to take place on Monday at the same time as the last time, beginning 7 p.m. and same venue. So basically, it's a repeat, you know, of the first debate.
So how would this be different from the first debate?
Well, the first one was, the first experience ever for us to host a debate of this nature. So we learned quite a few lessons from the first one. We intend for it to be more streamlined, more efficient in terms of the organization and the logistics and the execution of the debate. And there are several differences. First, we have a new set of moderators. We have a lady called Uduak Amimo, formerly from BBC, now working with Citizen TV, and an established journalist, Joe Agueo, from KTN. So that's one difference. This time, the thematic areas will be different. We'll talk about the economy and the land question.
How did Kenyans receive the first debate, and what should they be looking forward to in the second debate?
From the feedback we got, it was very well received. It was watched by millions of Kenyans. Remember, it was on all TV and radio stations, live and simultaneously. It was a huge, huge event and very well received by Kenyans in several ways. First, the fact that it actually happened was in itself, you know, a major achievement for Kenya, for the country as a whole. And I think it brought up a few issues that these bitter rivals can stand on one platform and call each other brother and sister and actually engage on issues. So it was very welcome by the public.
In your estimation, do you think Kenyans will have information they need to make their choice of who leads the country?
I don't think so. We must acknowledge that a lot of voting in Kenya is ethnic-based. People have ethnic loyalties. But we believe that this is the beginning of a process where we start shifting our politics from ethnic consideration towards more issue-based politics. I believe that very many Kenyans elect people on tribal basis simply because they have no other criteria for judging them. But once we create a platform such as this one, it makes everyone realize that there are issues besides ethnic and personal loyalties, and that people who are not from your own community have something to offer. So I think it's just the beginning of a process where we start shifting our politics more towards issue-based. The polls that were released thereafter showed that, you know, only a small number of people would change their minds on the basis of the debate. But we're hoping that the biggest achievement is that it opens up people's eyes to the fact that there's more to leadership than where someone comes from.
What will be the organizer's message to Kenyans ahead of the March 4th election based on the organization of these two presidential debates?
It's that there is no need, first and foremost, to kill each other over politics. Indeed, one of the most interesting things that happened in the first debate is actually not within the debate itself, but what happened after the debate. Because all the candidates were joined on the stage by their families. We had bitter rivals holding their grandchildren on the stage, showing off their children to each other. I mean, it was a very pleasant spectacle of all these bitter rivals introducing their families and having a good laugh. And the message was, it's never that serious. If these guys can stand in front of the whole country and show such friendship, why should the rest of us fight over them?